stumbled into a serious literary gathering, and I hadn't realised that, because when I was actually asked by my tutor, did I want to submit anything, I thought it was a magazine anyway. I didn't even know it was a live reading. And I'm, you know, a humble, you know, first term certificate student. I just turned up with the first assignment I did. We were limited to 800 words. So thankfully for you, I will be here for a very short time. Okay. And it's fairly light-hearted, and everyone else has been so serious, so I feel a bit embarrassed. Anyway. Okay. Tozer Ascendant. It's him, Jay says. Grief! I stare at the obese figure perched on the parapet of Blackfriars Bridge. Is he going to jump? Doubt it. He's not the type. Vinny shrugs, apparently attempting to distance himself from the sight of Tozer's precarious position. Vinny's casual attitude isn't going to absolve him. We all heard what he said about Tozer back there in the pub, and now, judging from his kamikaze attitude, it would appear that Tozer did too. Dressed in his usual dirty, mulberry-coloured anorak, he's stuck up there above the fast-flowing waters of the slick, dark river like an overripe fruit ready to drop from the branch into squashy oblivion. Anyone can be the type, Jay rebukes Vinny. After all, what do any of us really know about Tozer? What indeed? We've always assumed that Tozer isn't his real name. But as far as we know, he hasn't got any mates to josh him with a friendly, laddish nickname. Maybe Tozer was what the bullies called him in whatever gritty, savage, asphalt playground he cowered 40 or so years ago. He must have allowed it to stick, still hoping to ingratiate himself in a bewildering world. We know he's very fat. His original face framed by immense jowls of wobbling surplus flesh, his eyes peering out like two lost raisins in a frugally fruited steamed pudding. We know he has a shouty, monotonous voice that's more dominating than karaoke. Challenging is the politically correct word to describe Tozer. He never listens to anyone. There's no dialogue. Just Tozer's tedious, repetitive, predictable monologue. Oh, love movies! Oh, just love movies! That's about the sum of it. We know, because he told us, that he lives with his 86-year-old mother in a council flat in Southwark, and that he doesn't get out much. I suppose that's why he wanted to join our quiz team. We're a nice bunch. We didn't like to say no. The other thing we know about Tozer, and rather wish that we didn't, is that he likes to do impersonations. Every so often, he'll haul himself up from the pub table and stand in front of us, preparing himself, as he calls it, his head bowed, his hands clenched by his sides, breathing wheezily. It's not exactly Stanislavski, more like a gorilla about to break wind. Then Tozer will launch into his act. He tells us he can do Clint Eastwood in Dirty Harry, Mel Gibson in Braveheart, and Bela Lugosi in Dracula. Needless to say, they all sound the same when bellowed by Tozer. Do you feel lucky, punk? They'll never take our freedom. Welcome to my house, I never drink wine. The last part is true. Tozer doesn't drink wine, just skipfuls of Green King IPA, the reason, I suppose, why he disappears into the gents so often. And it was while we all assumed he was in the gents tonight that Jay said we ought to be more tolerant. Maybe Tozer suffers from some kind of syndrome. What syndrome, I asked. And Vinny had shrieked with mirth and said that the only syndrome that Tozer had got was stupid, fat, annoying old bastard syndrome. And that was when we saw Tozer hurtle out of the pub, heading, as we now know, for the bridge. A crowd has gathered. Someone has telephoned for the police. There isn't a single Samaritan amongst us. No one knows what to do about Tozer, and Jay and I are giving Vinny sidelong glances wondering if he has any sense of responsibility at all. "Better not get too close," someone says. "Don't want to tip him over the edge." "Why not?" mutters Vinny. As we watch, Tozer shifts his position, wriggling his vast bum as if to ensure that both cheeks are evenly spread on the parapet. Then he stretches his arms out sideways and tips forward. I don't want to imagine the smack of that belly when it hits the water. I look up at the floodlit dome of St. Paul's, at the wisps of cloud around the moon, at the constellation of the clear London night. Then someone gasps. "I don't believe it," says Jay. I look back at the river. Tozer has left the bridge, but he's not in the water. He's flying. He's swooping across the Thames, skimming above the surface, rising up and turning in elegant arcs, circling the Oxo Tower, looping a loop above the ships along the embankment. This can't be happening, but it is. The albatross in our midst has sprouted wings. He's transformed. No longer the Tozer we suffered, although I might add, just as disconcerting. Watch out, guys! Tozer hovers above our heads, a big grin on his bulbous face. This is the other one I do! Superman! I love movies! I just love movies! And then before any of us can ask him why, he's gone. Thank you very much.